Little is known about what happened on March 24th, 2018 in this Russian Old Believer community of about 300 people on the Kenai Peninsula. The preliminary account offered by troopers is that Officer Luke Comfort had arrived at the man's home to follow up a report of a parole violation. He met 42-year-old Nikolai Yakunin outside and was promptly attacked. Authorities say that Yakunin, who had a violent criminal history, became agitated and knocked the trooper off the front porch. Comfort called for backup, but Yakunin assaulted the officer for 20 minutes before a second trooper arrived and fatally shot him. The dead man's father is Nikolai Yakunin Sr. He relied on a neighbor who told him she witnessed the final minutes of his son's life.
So Nick raised his hands and he was on top of the other trooper, sitting on him, and looked back, and then he lowered his hands and he got shot. Boom, boom.
Nikolai Sr. is the leader of the local Russian Orthodox Church. He gave an interview to KBBI outside of his son's home last summer, where the shooting took place.
The only time I spoke to the trooper was that day when I was serving in church, Saturday night, and people came up to me and told me that my son got shot. So I dropped services and came out here, and the trooper wouldn't let me even close to the property. I didn't even see my son. I was parked over here. They were blocking all this road. And one of the troopers came out and he said your son is dead, and but we're not allowing anybody to come and see.
In Alaska, when a trooper uses deadly force, they're investigated internally. The Alaska Bureau of Investigations, a branch of the Department of Public Safety that includes the troopers, reviews the evidence and forwards it to state attorneys in the Office of Special Prosecutions. On December 24, 2018, that office issued its findings that Trooper Sergeant Daniel Cox acted lawfully. The 20-year law enforcement veteran was notified he'd been cleared, but the Yakunin family was not. For reasons that remain unclear, the official letter declining to prosecute was never released. KBBI began making inquiries earlier this month. It was only then that state officials realized the error and said they would notify the dead man's family. His mother, Masha, told KBBI on Wednesday that she feels
anger and disappointment in our law force. Well, it's his 1-year anniversary now, and life is still hard for the family, especially his children.
The state attorney who handled the case, John Darnell, declined to grant an on-tape interview. He said normally families are notified, but he speculated the Christmas holiday and recent staff turnover contributed to the oversight. Darnell said Wednesday the family would be notified, but so far the state's official account prepared by the Office of Special Prosecutions has not been released. KBBI has requested those documents. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the Department of Public Safety also did not notify the family or issue a press release because she says no one requested that information.
I know that there are some times where we do follow up with it, but like I said, it's usually because there's that constant communication, whether it's from reporters or family members or attorneys representing families. And I don't see anywhere that people inquired.
KBBI had made inquiries with the Department of Public Safety and the Office of Special Prosecutions prior to the case's closure. KBBI also requested copies of the troopers' body cam footage last May, but troopers denied that request, citing the open investigation. KBBI has since refiled its public records request. Reporting in Nikolaevsk, I'm Aaron Bolton.